Happy hump day, everyone. Hope your week is going well. Mary here. This is the second version of an audio quack, I'm going to call it. Well, technically, it's my third one. I am going back and recording old blog posts. So I recorded The Spice Girls in Parma, which features my friend's very extensive list of requirements for a normal man. So that's on the Spice Girls in Parma blog post, and it's also now on Spotify. So if you want to listen to that, that's there. So today's blog is my visit to the egg freezing clinic. So I found a doodle that I drew in my notebook, and it's of like a woman in a rag and she's carrying a basket, and from the speech bubble she says, "Can anyone take my eggs?" And I titled it Single Women in Their 30s. So there is that kind of terrifying yet comical image of women running around and trying to find someone who wants their eggs. And with that in mind, late last year, I went to the egg freezing clinic. In this blog post, there's also this conversation that I have with mum, and she gives me some solid advice. I rang her to ask her if I could use this conversation. Well, I didn't really ask her. I kind of just told her that I'm going to be using this conversation. And she said, "Oh, that's really good that you're doing egg freezing. So relevant, isn't it, with Easter being around the corner?" And I was like, well, I didn't do that on purpose, Mum. I didn't think, oh, everyone's shopping for Easter eggs, so they want to hear about my eggs. But we'll roll with it, yeah? So here it is, my visit to the egg freezing clinic. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a fabulous week. I don't know what I was expecting the egg freezing clinic to look like. I had hoped it would be a huge glass dome with people in lab coats, doors with dry ice coming out from the cracks, maybe babies growing in tanks. So I was disappointed to drive up to a grey office building in a business park with overly groomed flower beds and a fountain stuck on a roundabout. It was like being in a Sims video game where the player had dragged and dropped outside features to make the place more appealing. The reception area was overwhelmingly green. The walls, the carpet, the chairs were all the colour of a bitter banana. Along the walls were framed artwork pieces of watercoloured flowers in the shape of human eggs, which, like the fountain on the roundabout, seemed to be a way of disguising the fact we were creating babies next to a ring road. I had a bit of waiting time, but thankfully I had my book. I was reading How to Kill Your Family, which, in hindsight, probably wasn't the most appropriate novel to bring to an IVF clinic. The first appointment is a test where you get to see your womb on a monitor. As I was lying there with my legs apart and the nurse trying to locate my ovaries with her gel-covered camera stick, I was thinking that this would be the greatest way to start a Channel 4 modern nativity series. Nurse: "You don't need your eggs freezing, Mary, because you're pregnant." Mary thinks back to the last time she had sex. Mary: But, that's a miracle. After the follicles in my ovaries were counted, stop with that sexy talk, I was booked in with the consultant. And the very next week, I was walking into the consultant's room, which was also tremendously green and decorated with creepy flower egg-shaped artwork. The consultant offered me one of the three chairs opposite her. I had originally thought that the whole egg freezing process was a quickie. I'd come in, be numbed, they'll collect a few eggs, and then like a bag of peas, they'll be stored in a freezer until the man of my dreams divorces his first wife and finds me. It turns out that it wasn't such a simple task and that I had to do some homework. The consultant said that I would inject my own tummy for up to 2 weeks, The injection would be stuffed full of hormones, which, amongst other side effects, can bring on mood swings. Like most women, I have been known to put on a pretty good show with the hormones I already obtain. For instance, I have a Spotify playlist called Week 4, which has songs like Say Hello, Wave Goodbye by David Gray and How to Disappear by Lana Del Rey, which I listen to on repeat as I stare out of windows for a week. Other actions include biting the head off an ex for using my Jo Malone bubble bath, storming out of coffee shops for no reason, and sending that one letter text that makes every man want to crack his phone in half. K. So, for the sake of world peace, I asked the consultant, on the scale of Lala the Teletubby having a great time on the hill, to Carrie unleashing her powers in her school hall, killing all of her classmates, how crazy are these hormones going to make me? The consultant smiled professionally and said, some women say they feel no changes to their moods. Others will say they started crying because they didn't know what to have for breakfast. A vision of me sobbing on my kitchen floor, surrounded by broken bowls, Cocoa Pops and croissants, crosses my mind. I think I'll fall into the latter category, I said. The consultant then explained that after the injecting hormone stage, and if I hadn't blown up the world, I'll be ready for the big scoop and freeze. Not her words. She advised that I have someone pick me up after the operation, as I will be slightly battered. Also not her words. I mentally ran through my Hinge inbox and wondered what man would be the most appropriate for the job. Was it George who had the Land Rover in his photo? Now the process had been explained, it was time for business. The consultant twisted the screen to show me the cost breakdown. And that's when I saw that the storage of my eggs in the freezer will cost £350 a year. Naturally, I was already doing the girl maths in my head. Hugh and Mary start dating on the 1st of June. On the 30th of September, Hugh tells Mary he's not looking for anything serious. How much money would have Hugh wasted on freezer costs? £117.12p, I think. Egg freezing, including putting your eggs back into you, costs around £8,000. I leaned back in the green chair, studying the breakdown to make my baby. The injections, the operations, paying for Hinge George's Deliveroo to say thank you for picking me up from an egg clinic on our first date. And of course, the annual £350 freezer cost. I got back in my car and rang Mum. The thing is, Mary, a kid is not the be end and end all, she said, forgetting her audience. You could spend £8,000 on freezing your eggs, force a baby into your life, and the kid could be a real piece of work, like Joffrey in Game of Thrones, or the Omen, or a TikToker, I said. Exactly, she replied. Perhaps you should just let nature do its thing. If you spend £8,000 hanging around Italy for a year, I can guarantee it will happen naturally. Just a side note that my mum has a thing for Italian men. She then added, but if you do go ahead with it, can you please give me plenty of warning, as I just need to pop it into my diary when you're going to be a hormonal goblin? Thank you so much for listening. If you want email notifications when I post my blog on a Wednesday, there is a box at the bottom of the oxquack.blog page where you can put your email in. And now you can follow me on Spotify. And yes, thank you again, and I hope you have an absolutely smashing week.